بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فحياكم الله تعالى في هذا اللقاء الطيب الذي يتكلم عن الحياة الزوجية وما للزوجين من حقوق بين بعضهم البعض.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وبعد، after praising Allah Azza wa Jal and sending our salutations upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Shaykh prayed for the gathering, and may Allah Azza wa Jal bless it, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make this gathering a blessed gathering. And we mentioned the topic of today, which is the life of a husband and a wife, and the rights upon the husband over the wife, and the wife over the husband.
والله عز وجل لما خلق آدم عليه السلام هيأ له زوجة.
When Allah عز وجل created Adam عليه السلام, He provided for Adam عليه السلام a wife.
وعمارة الدنيا لا تكون إلا بالبشر.
And the existence of this world would not be without the existence of the human beings.
والبشر يتكاثرون.
And as you know, the fact that the human beings increase in number.
وهذا التكاثر يكون بما خلقه الله عز وجل من الذكر والأنثى.
And this increasing of number of the human beings is due to the fact that Allah عز وجل has created a male and a female.
وهذه آية من آيات الله.
And this is also a sign from the signs of Allah عز وجل.
كما ذكر الله عز وجل في سورة الروم، ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا.
And as Allah عز وجل mentions in Surah Al-Rum that He has created from Adam عليه السلام his wife, and from there He has dispersed many upon this earth.
فالتزاوج سنة إلهية.
And so to marry is a sunnah, is a tradition of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يمشي عليها سائر البشر.
And upon this, the whole human being and the human race walks upon this method.
وهي ضرورة للحياة.
And this is also a necessity for one's life.
ومن الفطرة.
And it's also from the natural instincts of a person.
ولذلك الذي يعزف عن الزواج من الرجال أو من النساء يكون فيه نقص وعيب.
And as you know, the fact that if anybody moves away and does not intend to get married, whether it be the wife or whether it be the woman or the man, then this is a deficiency within the person.
فإن كان قد ترك ذلك لعذر فهو معذور.
And if he leaves his marriage, meaning he does not want to get married for a good reason, then that's permissible.
أما إن تركه يدعي بذلك الديانة فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن التبتل في الإسلام.
And if he thinks the fact that he is to leave off marriage, meaning not to get married due to a religious reason, then this is wrong and incorrect.
والمراد بالتبتل الإعراض عن الزواج.
And the meaning of to move away from marriage, meaning not to get married, it means the fact that a person rejects the understanding of getting married within his life.
لذلك جاء الأمر في ذلك أمر ندب أو أمر وجوب عند بعض أهل العلم بالزواج.
So it's within the ulama, it's the fact that a person it's upon him that he gets married, or it's compulsory upon him that he gets married.
فالله تعالى يقول فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء.
As Allah عز وجل says that marry those women that are pure amongst the women.
والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول يا معشر الشباب.
And as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O youth, and he called out to them,
من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج.
That whoever has a means of getting married, then let him get married.
وسمعت شيخنا الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله تعالى يقول ظاهر الأمر الوجوب.
And he says we heard our Shaykh, Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah, say in regards to this sentence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this sentence benefits us with the fact that it's a compulsory act to get married.
ويتأكد هذا الوجوب إذا خشي الإنسان على نفسه الفتنة.
And this becomes also a necessary and a must and a compulsory act if a person fears upon himself a fitna.
ولا يشك أحد أن زماننا زمان فتن.
And let not anyone be in falseness over the fact that this time that we are living in is not a time of fitna.
للذكر والأنثى.
Both for the man and the woman.
فيبادر الرجل بالزواج.
So a man should run and be quick in getting married.
وكذلك الأنثى.
And also the woman.
يجب عليها أن تبادر للزواج.
It's also upon her the fact that she makes sure of the fact that she gets married quickly.
ولا يجوز لوليها أن يمنعها من الزواج.
And it's not permissible for her guardian to remove her away from this decision of getting married.
إذا جاءها الرجل الصالح.
If a man was to come to her with a pious intent of righteousness.
ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And within that, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
من جاءكم ترضون دينه.
And whoever comes to you and you're happy with his religion,
وفي رواية وخلقه,
and in another narration, and you're happy with his character,
فزوجوه,
then marry him.
إلا تفعلوا تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد عريض.
And if you were not to do that, then know the fact that a great calamity will befall upon this earth if you were not to choose right and righteous.
أي أنه إذا طرق الباب رجل كفؤ.
And if it be the fact that a man who is of disbelief was to knock your door,
يطلب الزواج ببنتك أو بأختك,
and he is requesting the hand of your sister or your daughter,
ولا ترى عليه نقصا في دينه,
and you do not see any deficiency in his religion,
وكذلك لا ترى عليه نقصا في أخلاقه أخلاق الرجال,
and you do not see any deficiency in his character amongst the men,
فلماذا تمنعه؟
Then why would you deny him?
لكي يمضي بها العمر.
Is it because of his age? Or so she could live, she could carry on living without being married.
وتفوت رغبة الرجال فيها.
Or the fact that she loses her desire to get married.
فليبادر الإنسان بتزويج نفسه.
So a person should hurry in these situations.
ولا يتأخر.
And he should not delay it.
وكذلك الشاب.
And also with the men and youth men.
ويستحب إعانته.
It's also a must the fact that we help them in this purpose.
إن كان عاجزا عن المال يعان.
If he has no wealth, then we should help him in his wealth to get married.
وكذلك ولي الزوجة ينبغي أن يخفض في المهر ولا يغلي عليه.
And also, it's upon the guardian of the woman the fact that they do not increase in their dowry and ask for much.
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم النساء بركة أيسرهن مؤونة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the greatest of women are the ones who propose a dowry in little amount.
وقد زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بناته على بثمن زهيد قليل.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم married off his daughters with a very small amount of dowry.
وهن أكمل النساء.
And they are the purest of all women and complete.
ونسبهن أعظم نسب.
And their status is of the greatest amongst the human race.
ومع ذلك كان مهرهن قليل جدا.
And even then, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kept the dowry to be very little.
وكذلك الشاب.
And also with the boy and the youth.
يستعين بالله عز وجل في تحصيل المهر.
He should also make sure of the fact that he takes it easy when giving the dowry.
وسوف يعينه الله.
And Allah عز وجل will make it easy for him.
وقد جاء في الحديث أن ثلاثة يكون الله في عونهم.
And it's come in a hadith of the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that Allah will be in favor and support of three people.
وذكر من بينهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الشاب يريد الإحصان.
And he mentioned within that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that a boy or a youth that requires to keep himself safe from his desires.
والمهر حق من حقوق الزوجة.
And know the fact that the dowry is a right of the woman.
وفيه تعظيم للزواج.
And within that there is greatness for the wedding.
فليس هناك زواج بالمجان.
And there is no wedding without any payment or dowry.
لا بد من مهر.
So there's a must the fact that we give a payment or a dowry.
تعظيما للمرأة.
This is in respect and in honor of the woman.
ولكي لا يتساهل الناس.
And let not the people be.
لا يتساهل الناس بالنساء.
And let not the people be easy and lenient when it comes to the woman.
وإذا أراد الشاب الزواج.
And if a boy or a youth requires the fact that he wants to get married.
فمطالب الرجل في المرأة أربعة.
Then there are four things that a person should look into.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
تنكح المرأة لأربعة.
And a woman is married for four reasons.
لمالها.
Is one is for her wealth.
وجمالها.
Secondly, for her beauty.
ونسبها.
Thirdly, for her status.
ودينها.
And fourthly, for her religion.
ثم قال.
And then he said.
فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك.
Pick the one that is religious. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless in this marriage.
فلا حرج أن الرجل يطلب الجمال.
And there is no problem in the fact that the person requires and looks into the fact that she's beautiful or not.
أو يطلب ذات المال.
Or he looks into the fact that she's wealthy.
أو يطلب ذات النسب.
or she looks into the fact that she is of high status or not.
ولكن الأجمل والأكمل.
But the most complete and the most beautiful,
أن يطلب ذات الدين.
That he looks at the fact that the person is of piety or not.
أي ذات الدين والخلق.
Meaning, she is a woman or a person of religious identity and good character.
فما قيمة المال بدين دين بدون دين.
What's wealth worth over a person's religion?
وما قيمة الجمال بلا أخلاق؟
What's the worth of beauty over religion?
وما قيمة النسب بلا أدب ودين؟
And what's the worth of status over a person's religion?
لذلك حثك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على ذات الدين.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم encouraged the fact that the person chooses one for his religion.
فهي الأكمل.
For this is complete.
وإذا أخذ من هذه الثلاث الباقية.
And if he was to take from the rest of these three other than the religion,
يحرص على تعليمها دين الله عز وجل.
Then he should work and struggle towards teaching her the religion.
وتعليمها الأخلاق الحسنة.
And teaching her good character and good morals.
فهي في ذمته وفي وتحت أمانته.
Because she becomes under his trust and under his responsibility.
فإذا أقبل الشاب على المرأة ويتقدم بأركاب بشروط النكاح المعتبرة عند أهل العلم.
And if the youth was to come forward to yourself requesting the hand of your daughter or your sister, then keep in mind the ulama have put down a certain amount of conditions.
وكذلك بأركان النكاح المعتبرة عند أهل العلم.
And he also completes the certain pillars of Islam that are required from the youth.
ومن شروط النكاح التي لا يصح النكاح إلا بها.
And the conditions of marriage that which without the nikah is not permissible.
الولي والشاهدين.
Is the fact that the person has a guardian of the woman and there are two witnesses.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لا نكاح إلا بولي.
That there is no nikah without the guardian, أي the ولي.
وشاهدين.
And two witnesses.
تعظيما للزواج.
And this is also to honor the marriage.
ومفارقة بينه وبين الحرام.
And this is to keep them away from that which is haram and forbidden.
فقد يمكر الرجل بالمرأة. يمكر الرجل بالمرأة.
يمكر
يخدع. خديعة.
Okay, this is in honor to for the marriage, and there are possibilities of the fact that the man may lure the woman in her status.
وهي امرأة نظرها ليس كنظر الرجال.
And the woman is not the likes of the men in her vision.
هي تعيش مع النساء ولا تميز الرجال.
And she lives amongst the women and she does not know how to differentiate between the men.
فربما خدعها بكلام جميل.
And it's possible the fact that she may
أو وعد كاذب.
She may deceive him with a false vow or a false oath.
وتزوجها.
And he may marry her.
فإنه وربما يطلقها.
And then he may divorce her due to this.
وربما يضرها.
And maybe harm her due to this.
فلذلك شرع الولي.
And that this is the purpose of having a wali and guardian over the woman.
حتى ولو لم يكن لها أب.
Even if there be no father over her.
فالولاية تنتقل إلى أقرب قريب.
Then the guardian is moved on to the next person in her within her family amongst the men.
كأخ.
The likes of a brother.
أو ابن.
Or the likes of her son.
أو عم.
Or the likes of her uncle.
أو خال.
Or the likes of her uncle.
أو أقرب قريب.
Or somebody who is closer within that chain.
فإن كان المرأة ليس لها أحد.
And if the woman does not have anyone.
فإن وليها من تثق فيه من المسلمين.
Then the wali and the guardian would be the one that she trusts.
كشيخ كبير ثقة.
It could be an older man within that community.
أو قاضي أو عالم.
It could be a judge or it could be a person of knowledge.
هي امرأة مسكينة.
She's a woman that's alone.
لا تميز أحوال الرجال.
She does not understand men and she cannot differentiate between their attitudes.
ولا تعرف من يصلح لها أو لا يصلح لها.
And she may not understand who's good for her and who's not.
فتذهب إلى هذا الشيخ وهذا العالم وهذا القاضي.
So she goes to this old man in the community or she goes to the judge or the sheikh.
وتقول اخترتك وليا لي.
And she says to him, I choose you as my guardian.
لأنك ثقة.
Because you're trustworthy.
وفلان يتقدم.
So she puts forward the fact that there's a certain person that wishes to marry me.
فانظر إليه.
Can you go see him?
فإن قبلتني له كما تقبل بناتك له فأنا موافقة.
And if you accept him as you would for your own daughter, then I will accept this man to be my husband.
يعاملها كما يعامل بناته.
And he will treat her like he treats his own daughters.
فيزوجها.
So he gets her married.
وهنا تنتهي الولاية.
And to this extent, the wilaya, the guardianship ends.
أي أنه لا يكون وليا لها في كل حياتها.
He is not the guardian over her throughout her life.
فقط إنما الولاية مقيدة فقط بالعقد.
So the guardianship is only up to the extent of the act, meaning the relationship when it occurs.
وكذلك الشهود.
And just like that, the two witnesses.
يشهدون على الزواج.
That they bear witness to the fact that the marriage took place.
ويعلمون من الزوج ومن الزوجة.
And they also know who is the husband and who is the wife.
لأن النسب يكون بالاستفاضة والشهرة.
And because the status or the lineage of a person is known by popularity.
ما يدرينا بأن فلانا تزوج بفلانة.
So how would we know the fact that one married the other person without the witnesses?
ربما يأتي من يشكك في هذا.
There may be other people that may doubt it if they were to hear that two people got married.
فيقال لا شهد فلان وفلان.
Then she may say the fact or he may say the fact that there was two witnesses to this marriage.
على أنه تزوج بها.
The fact that he married her or she married him.
وإذا كان الولي غير حاضر.
And if the wali, meaning the guardian, is not present.
مثلا يكون في باكستان.
For example, he is in Pakistan.
أو يكون مثلا في الجزائر أو المغرب.
Or he is in Algeria or he's in Morocco.
فإنه يوكل.
Then it's permissible for the guardian to present someone that he trusts as a guardian.
يوكل ابنه, يوكل أخاه, يوكل صديقه, يكون وليا للزواج.
And he may choose anyone to take his place, the likes of his brother or uncle or anybody like that.
ثم إذا تم ذا الإجابة والقبول بين الزوج والزوجة.
And hence, when the acceptance of the both sides is done and the contract is finished,
وكان ذلك بمهر,
and that is done through dowry, also presented.
والمهر قد يكون مالا ومتاعا.
And the dowry may be an object or maybe also wealth.
وقد يكون المهر حاضرا أو مؤجلا.
Or the dowry may be present or may be not present.
أو مقسما.
Or it may be given in divisions.
إما أن يدفع المهر في مجلس العقد.
Or he may give the dowry within that sitting of the contract.
أو يدفع المهر فيما بعد الزواج.
Or he may give the dowry after he gets married to her.
أو يجعله كأقساط.
Or he may give it in divisions, meaning in sections.
أو يجعل مقدم ومؤخر.
Or he may give some just now and give some later.
هذا كله جائز.
All of this is permissible.
وإذا لم يسمي مهرا.
Even although he may not call it to be mahar, meaning dowry.
هم عقدوا العقد على مهر ولم يحددوا.
And they carried out the contract upon this mahar, upon agreement, and which can be delayed later on.
وبعد الزواج.
And after getting married.
طلبت مهرها.
Then she made a request and the dowry from the husband.
أو أنه طلق.
Or the fact that he divorces her.
فلها المهر.
Then he must give her the mahar, meaning the dowry that was promised in the beginning of the contract.
كم يكون مهرها؟
How much would the mahar be? How much would the dowry be?
يكون مهرها كمهر بنات جنسها ومدينتها وقبيلتها. بنا يعني بنفس معدل مهر البنات التي قريبات منها.
Then he will give the dowry that which is known and popular within inside the city amongst the people. Meaning this is in a situation where the husband gives a divorce to the wife, and then he must give the dowry to her, and that which is known amongst the community and society.
كما قضاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قصة بروع بنت واشق.
And as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did with one of the companions.
فيكون المهر بحسب مهر بنات الجنس.
So the mahar was as it was within inside the community for the woman.
ويصح المهر بغير النقد بغير المال.
And it's also permissible the fact that you could give dowry without there being wealth, or it could be anything else other than wealth.
كالزينة.
It could be something beautiful.
كما قال النبي عسام للرجل التمس ولو خاتما من حديد.
It could be the fact that you beautify yourself even if it be with a ring.
ويصح أيضا بمقابل التعليم.
It could also be the fact that you could give dowry as knowledge.
فلما قال له الرجل والله يا رسول الله لا أملك شيئا.
And when the man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he says I do not have anything, I don't hold anything, have no property.
قال ما معك من القرآن.
What do you have of the Quran? Said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
قال معي سورة كذا وسورة كذا وسورة كذا. عدد سورا.
So he mentioned to him that I know such and such surah, and he numbered them.
فقال زوجتكها بما معك من القرآن.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will marry you to her with the dowry of that which you know of the Quran that you teach her.
أي مهرها أن تعلمها هذه السور.
So the mahr and the dowry became the surahs of the Quran.
إذا حصل ذلك العقد وتم الإجاب والقبول بين الزوج والزوجة.
And if the contract was to take place and they both accept in their contract,
فإنه يشرع عمل وليمة العرس.
Then it is upon them the fact that they do a walima, meaning a festival or a celebration.
بأي طعام.
And you could do that with any type of food.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أولم على بناته بالتمر.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did walima, did the festival and the celebration with dates.
والسويق.
سوير.
السويق الزيت.
Okay. With also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it with oats or wheat.
وقال لعبد الرحمن بن عوف أولم ولو بشاه.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to one of the companions that you do walima, meaning do the celebration festival, even if it be with one sheep.
المهم أن يظهر الفرح بدخوله على زوجته.
But what's important is the fact that you show the people the status of happiness and so forth.
ويعلم من حوله من الناس ذلك.
And so the people around him also know of what's taken place of this contract.
ويجوز للنساء الفرح بالزواج.
And it's also permissible the fact that the woman show their happiness also.
واللعب فيه.
And they may also do entertain and so forth.
وضرب الدف.
And they may hit the duff, which is like a tambourine with the bells.
وإنشاد القصيد. إنشاد الشعر.
And they may also sing poetry and so forth.
لا بأس بذلك.
And this, there's no haraj, there's no problem in that.
وقد جاء في الحديث فرق ما بين النكاح والسفاح ضرب الدف.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the happiness between this and that is a hitting of the tambourine without the bells.
ولكن لا يجوز في الأفراح.
And it's not permissible within such festivals or celebrations.
المنكرات.
That the person carries out things that were not permissible in Islam.
سواء عند الرجال أو عند النساء.
Whether it be amongst the men or the women.
من الموسيقى.
From music.
والاختلاط ما بين الرجال والنساء.
To mix in between men and the woman.
أو التعري عند النساء.
Or the fact that the woman show themselves.
فأول تبذير بالطعام والشراب.
Or to waste in eating and drinking.
فإن هذا لا يجوز.
All of this is not permissible.
وإنما يقتصد الإنسان. يقتصد يعني يكون لا يسرف.
Rather, it's the fact that the person does not waste and does such acts within his celebration.
وإذا دخل الرجل بأهله.
And if the person, meaning the man, when he approaches his wife.
يسن أن يضع يده على ناصيتها أي على رأسها.
Then it's permissible the fact that he places his hand over her head.
ويدعو الله عز وجل بالبركة.
And he asks Allah Azza wa Jal to bless him within her.
ويقول اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما جبلتها عليه وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما جبلتها عليه.
And he asks Allah Azza wa Jal of the du'a to Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you of the blessing that which is within her, and ask you from the, I seek refuge in you from the evil and that which may be of the evil within her.
ويستحب في مجلسه في تلك الليلة.
And it's also permissible when he enters into the private room.
أن يحادث زوجته بما يحب.
And he does that which is preferred and desired.
ويكره. بما يحب ويكره. أنا أحب كذا وأكره كذا.
And it's also permissible. يعلنها أمامها.
نعم.
He may basically within that private room discuss with her the things that he likes and dislikes, and she may do that also.
وهي كذلك.
And this is how it should be.
لأنها لم تعاشره من قبل.
Because they haven't lived amongst together before this.
بل هي التي ينبغي أن تبدأ.
Rather, it's upon her the fact that she starts with this conversation as to what she likes and dislikes.
وتقول قد أخرجني الله من بيت أبي.
And she may say the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has taken me from my father's house to you.
وقد أدبني أبي وأحسن تأديبي.
And my father has corrected me in my manners and morals.
وأدبتني أمي وأحسنت تأديبي.
And also my mother has corrected me and perfected my morals.
واليوم أنا في بيتك.
And today I am with you in this house.
فأخبرني ماذا تحب مني.
So tell me. So tell me what you like and what you prefer of me.
وأخبرني ماذا تكره مني وأنا أجتنبه.
So tell me that which you dislike so I may keep away from it.
فهذا مثل العقد بين الزوج والزوجة.
This is like a contract, a verbal contract between the husband and the wife.
والاتفاق.
And this is like a decision.
يسيرون عليه.
That they may walk upon this path.
هل يجوز أن يحصل مثل هذا الكلام قبل الدخول؟
Is this permissible to carry out this verbal conversation before doing the actual, before the intercourse with the wife?
باتصال هاتفي.
Or could you do that over the phone?
أو لقاء بحضور أحد من إخوانها وأهلها.
Or the fact that you sit with her brothers and so forth with her mahrams before marriage and discuss these issues.
لا بأس بحصوله بشرط أن يكون بعد العقد.
There is no.
يحصل قبل الدخول بعد العقد. يعني هو عقد النكاح له العقد الاتفاق. ولم يدخل الدخول الذي هو العرس. يصح ما بين العقد والدخول أن
There is no problem and there is no haraj within that for as long as he does not enter upon the wife, meaning approach the wife in desire.
أما قبل العقد.
But before, as for before the contract,
فهي ليست حلال له.
That she is not permissible for him.
فلا يجوز أن يكون بينهما تواصل.
So there is no, it's not permissible for them to sit with each other and discuss such things.
ثم إذا جاء الرجل أهله في تلك الليلة.
And hence when the husband approaches her on that night.
المشروع أن يسمي الله عز وجل.
And then it is upon him the fact that he says Bismillah and mentions Allah's name.
ويسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى البركة.
And he asks Allah عز وجل of his blessings.
ويقول اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا.
And he asks Allah عز وجل to keep us away from the shaitan and keep the shaitan away from our progeny.
ثم بعد ذلك هناك حقوق ما بين الزوجين.
And then there are rights between the husband and the wife.
حقوق للزوج على الزوجة.
And then there are the rights of the husband over the wife.
وحقوق للزوجة على الزوج.
And the rights of the wife over the husband.
وحقوق مشتركة بينهما.
And then there are rights that are shared between them both.
أما بالنسبة للحقوق المشتركة بين الزوج والزوجة.
As for the rights of the husband over the wife.
الوفاء بالعقد.
Then he must honor the contract.
إذا هي اشترطت شروطا.
If she has placed down conditions before marriage or during that conversation in the private room, then within that contract, then he must abide by it and obey it. For example, if she was to say the fact that you need to complete your studies, or she said the fact that I don't want to go to a certain place,
ووافق على ذلك قبل العقد.
And he agreed to that before the contract.
فيجب أن يوفي به.
Then it's a must upon him the fact that he abides by this contract.
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
أحق ما أوفيتم من الشروط أن توافوا به ما استحللتم به الفروج.
The best of our contract, that which one must abide by, is that which you have made permissible upon you from wives.
فكل ما جرى بين الزوجين من اتفاق وعقد في أثناء عقد النكاح يجب أن يوفي الجميع به.
So whatever is within the contract and whatever vows and agreements that are being made between the husband and the wife before or during or within that private room, then one should abide by it.
أيضا من حق الزوجين المشترك بينهما على وجه السواء.
And that which is of the right, that which is shared between the husband and the wife.
حق الاستمتاع والفراش.
And that is the fact that they enjoy themselves upon the bed.
فالرجل يسكن للمرأة.
And then the man enjoys himself with the woman.
وهي تسكن إليه.
And also the woman enjoys with the man.
والله تعالى قال لتسكنوا إليها فهي سكن للرجل.
You live within each other, as Allah Azza wa Jal says.
فلا تحرمه من حق الفراش.
So you do not forbid each other over the rights of the bed.
وقد جاء في الحديث أن التي يدعوها زوجها إلى الفراش وتأبى تلعنها الملائكة.
And as it is said, the fact that in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the one who rejects and know the fact that Allah عز وجل, the angels of Allah عز وجل curse them till the morning.
لأنها منعته من حقه.
Because she deprived him of his right.
وكذلك هو.
And just like that, the husband deprived her of her right.
إذا رأى الزوجة تحتاج إليه.
And if the man sees the fact that the woman requires him,
فلا يجوز له أن يحرمها من نفسه.
Then it's not permissible for the man to move himself away from his wife.
ولا يجوز لها أن يطيل عقوبتها بالمنع من الفراش.
And it's not permissible for him to punish her through this act.
يحصل إذا أراد أن يعاقبها بعض الأيام وهجرها في الفراش هذا يجوز.
I mean, it may be permissible when if there is a problem and so forth, and he moves away from the bed.
فالله تعالى قال وهجروهن في المضاجع.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla says that you move away from them, and in the stage of one having problems with his wife, that he moves away from the bed.
ولكن لا يطول ذلك إلى أن يتجاوز أربعة أشهر.
And this should not be exceeding, especially this is when a person has problems with his wife and they moves away from the bed, and this should not exceed more than 4 months.
ولكن أقل من ذلك جائز.
And if it's lower than that, then it's permissible.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هجر أزواجه 20 ليلة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم moved away from his wife for 20 nights.
أو شهر كامل.
Or 1 month.
أو ليلة.
Or one night.
هذا لا بأس به.
And there is no problem in that.
تأديب للزوجة.
This is only if there is a problem between the wife and the husband.
أيضا من الحقوق التي مشتركة بين الزوج والزوجة.
Also the shared rights between the husband and the wife.
السرية.
Is secretness.
فالحياة زوجية.
For the life of the husband and wife.
بين رجل وامرأة.
Between the husband and the wife.
ليست جماعية.
It's not a community based.
فينبغي أن تبقى زوجية.
So it must stay as husband and wife only.
يحلون مشاكلهم فيما بينهم.
They should try to resolve their problems within themselves.
أسرارهم فيما بينهم.
And they should keep their secrets between themselves.
لا يقبلون تدخل أحد.
And they should not appreciate that if anybody enters within these let's say secret problems or secret talks.
إلا.
Except.
إذا حصلت مشكلة كبيرة.
Except the fact that it becomes a huge problem and a huge difficulty.
وهما تشاجرا.
And they both fight or argue.
وأراد الصلح.
And they wish the fact that you know they rectify and come back together.
فهي تبعث من أهلها من يخاصم عنها.
And then he requires somebody from his family and she requires somebody from her family.
وهو يبعث من أهله من يخاصم عنه.
And also the woman from her family.
ويلتقون.
And then they both meet.
لعل الله تعالى يصلح بينهما.
May Allah Azza wa Jal gather them back together again.
وأما في أصل الحياة الزوجية بين الرجل والمرأة.
وإلا sorry except the fact that the reality of between the husband and the wife.
يحصل بينهم كلام.
There is always something that happens between them.
وكل منهم ربما يرى من صاحبه بعض الشيء.
And maybe one sees something within the other, and the other sees something in the husband, or whatever it be.
إما صفة في عورته.
Maybe something within, let's say, upon her body or around her.
أو سوءا في طبعه.
Or she may see something wrong with his attitude.
أو خطأ من حصل في البيت.
Or there may be a mistake that occurred between them.
فما يجوز.
But it's not permissible.
أن يخبر الرجل بأسرار زوجته.
That he, the man, tells the secrets of the woman.
أو عيوبها.
Or he tells the people of our deficiencies.
حتى لو بعد الطلاق.
Even if it be after طلاق that he divorces her.
يتق الله عز وجل.
He should fear Allah عز وجل and have piety.
لأنها لو كانت تعلم بأنه سوف يخبر الناس بعيوبها ما كشفت عيبها له.
Because if she had known the fact that the husband would expose her deficiencies and her problems and calamities to people other than herself and those who are close to her, then she would not have married him.
وكذلك هي.
And also her.
ما يجوز أن تخبر بعيوب زوجها.
It's not permissible for her to tell the other people or the woman about the husband's deficiencies.
أو بما يحصل منه من زلل في البيت.
Or that which happens with inside the house of problems and arguments.
فالبيت ستار.
Because a house is like a veil.
وأشد ذلك وأعظمه كراهية.
And the greatest of dislikeness and that which is hated.
أن يخبر بما حصل بينه وبين أهله في الجماع.
Is to tell someone or tell anyone what happens between the husband and the wife, especially when it comes to issues of intercourse.
وقد جاء في الحديث.
And it has come in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إن من أعظم الأمانة.
Indeed, the greatest of trust.
هذه أمانة بين الزوج والزوجة.
This is a trust between the husband and the wife, and the wife and the husband.
إن من أعظم الأمانة عند الله يوم القيامة.
That the greatest of trust that will be set before Allah عز وجل on the day of judgment.
أن يفضي الرجل إلى زوجته.
Is the fact that what the man says to the woman.
أو الزوجة إلى زوجها.
Or the woman says to the man.
ثم يصبح وقد نشر سرها.
And then they get up in the morning and then. أي ينشر؟
ينشر سره يعني يفضحه.
أي the secret leaks and it goes out to the community.
وقد جاء في الحديث أن الله تعالى يمقت ذلك. يعني يكره ذلك.
أي it's come in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that Allah عز وجل dislikes this matter.
وجاء عن أسماء رضي الله تعالى عنها.
And it's come from the hadith of أسماء رضي الله عنها.
قالت أنها كانت عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والنساء قعود عنده.
And she says the fact that she was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and there were other women within that gathering.
قال لعل رجلا يقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لعل رجلا يقول ما فعل بأهله ولعل امرأة تخبر بما فعلت مع زوجها. فأرم القوم يعني سكتوا نظروا إلى النبي عليه السلام ماذا سيقول.
And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them the fact that there may be an occasion where the husband يقول
نعم يعني ينتظروا ماذا سيقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And then the fact that within that relationship the husband and the wife when they have their issues the fact that when if they were to talk to anyone and then the companion woman they went quiet upon that moment.
فقالوا نعم يا رسول الله والله إننا لنفعل وإنهن لا يفعلن يعني نحن نخبر بما حصل بيننا بين المرأة والرجل وهم يخبرنا النساء يخبرنا بما حصل بينهن بين أزواجهن وهذا واقع واقع أن كثير من النساء تخبر بما حصل من زوجها البارحة أثناء الجماع تخبر صديقاتها وكثير من الرجال ربما يخبر بعض الناس بما حصل بينه وبين زوجته.
So they went quiet, and then the Prophet they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "What do you mean by this?" And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam extending the statement, saying the fact that there are women and there are men, that which happens during the night or that which happens between themselves, that they expose it to other people.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا تفعلوا.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that do not do this action.
فإنما مثل ذلك مثل الشيطان لقي شيطانه. في طريق فغشيها والناس ينظرون.
For indeed this is the likes of the shaitan and exposing is the likes of a person who is a shaitan the fact that he exposes himself of nudity in front of other people.
فإذا الله تعالى قد ستركم بالبيت.
Allah Azza wa Jal has covered you with this veil with inside your house.
فينبغي ألا تكشفوا ستر الله.
Then make sure of the fact that any of the secrets of the house, any issues of the house, should not leak from the house.
أيضا الحقوق من الحقوق المشتركة بين الزوج والزوجة.
And also from the shared responsibilities between the husband and the wife.
قال الله تعالى.
Allah Azza wa Jal says.
وجعل بينكم مودة.
And Allah Azza wa Jal has created between yourself mercy.
ورحمة.
And created between you a relationship.
فليست القضية بين الزوجين فقط قضية حب.
It's not just a matter of between the husband and the wife an issue of just love.
بل هو حب عند السلام ورحمة عند الاختلاف.
For it is love upon that which is ease and mercy upon when it's difficult.
ففي وقت التراضي بينكم حب.
So when the two people are happy and the two spouses are happy and it's a matter of love between them two selves.
ووقت الاختلاف.
And when it becomes a time of differences and different of opinion.
لا بد أن تبقى بينكم الرحمة.
Then it's a must the fact that the husband deals with these issues with mercy.
فهي زوجتك يوم الأيام.
For she is your wife.
حفظت سرك.
And she used to protect your secrets.
ربت أبنائك.
She's the one who treated your children.
خدمتك في بيتك.
She's the one who served you in the house.
وقد عشتما ساعة طيبة وجميلة.
And you lived with each other in goodness and happiness.
وهي كذلك.
And her also.
هذا زوجها.
This is her husband.
سترها الله به.
Allah Azza wa Jal has covered her, revealed her through this man.
وخدمها.
Allah Azza wa Jal has also provided him as a service to her.
وأنفق عليها.
And he's also spent upon this woman.
فلا يجوز أن يتعاملان تعامل الأعداء.
So they should not treat each other with enmity and difficulty.
فالله تعالى يقول.
Allah Azza wa Jal says.
ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم.
Do not forget that which was good and that which was decent between yourselves.
أي لا تنسوا ماضي الأيام.
And don't forget the previous days of goodness and happiness.
وما حصل بينكم من حب ومودة.
And that which happened, that which occurred of genuine love and richness.
فلا بد أن يبقى أثرها إلى اليوم.
This should stay with you until today.
فإما أن تقبلها.
Either you accept her.
وإما كما قال الله عز وجل فإمساكم بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان. أي بغير أذية لا تؤذيها.
Or it be the fact that you keep her with patience, or the fact that you let her go without any harm.
اليوم إذا طلق الرجل امرأته.
And today, if a man was to give talaq, meaning divorce his wife,
هو ينتقل للناس.
Then he turns around to the people.
ويخبر بعيوبها.
And then he tells the people about her deficiencies.
وربما يكذب عليها.
He may also lie upon the woman.
أو على أهلها.
Or he may lie upon their family.
وهي بالضد من ذلك.
And they're not like that, rather they're the opposite of what he says.
تذهب للناس.
And he goes to the people.
وتخبر عن عيوبه.
And he tells the people about their deficiencies.
حتى التي على الفراش.
Even the issues of the bedroom and the private room.
وتفتري عليه وعلى أهله.
And he tells the people and the family of these private issues.
هذه ليست من أخلاق المسلمين.
This is not from the manners and the morals of a Muslim.
المسلم لا ينسى الحق.
A Muslim does not forget his rights.
ولا يجحد الحق.
And he does not take the rights of others.
تعترف بفضله.
But rather he turns to Allah Azza wa Jal.
جزاه الله خيرا.
And he says to them, may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy and may Allah Azza wa Jal reward you.
كان زوجي في يوم الأيام.
She was my wife once upon a time.
لا أنكر أنه خدمني.
She served me with great gratitude.
وأكرمني.
She's respected me.
ولكن نزغ الشيطان بيننا.
But the shaitan got between us.
وحصلت مشكلة.
And it became a difficulty.
وهو طلقني وأنا ذهبت عنه.
And he gave me divorce, or you know, she requested a divorce.
فالله يعوض كل منا بخير.
And then Allah عز وجل, may Allah عز وجل help us both.
هذا هو الصحيح.
This is how it's correct, and this is how it should be done.
أيضا من الحقوق المشتركة.
Also from the rights that are which are shared between them two.
التوارث. الإرث. إذا مات ترثه وإذا ماتت هي ترثه.
Is inheritance.
فإن هذا حق الزوجة من زوجها إذا مات.
Is this is a right of the wife if the husband dies.
ولا يجوز لورثة الميت أن يحرم الزوجة من إرثها.
It's not permissible for the family of the husband the fact that they take away from the inheritance of the wife.
ولا يجوز كذلك لأهل الزوجة أن يجحدوا شيئا من إرثها عن الزوج.
And also, it's not from the right of the family of the wife that they take away from the right of the husband in his inheritance.
فهذا شرع الله قد قسمه الله عز وجل في كتابه.
For this is the laws of Allah عز وجل that He has decided in His book.
أما الحقوق الخاصة.
And has for the rights that which are directed into certain individuals, meaning the husband and the wife.
حق الزوج على زوجته.
حق the right of the woman over the husband.
فالحق الأول أن تخدمه.
The first right is the fact that she serves him.
فالرجال قوامون على النساء.
For the men are responsible over the woman.
فالمرأة هي التي تقوم بحقوق زوجها في البيت.
So when it comes to responsibilities of the house, then it is upon the woman.
هذه سنة الله.
And this is from the tradition that's given to us from Allah.
في الناس أجمعين.
For all the people amongst us.
لأنها فطرة.
Because this is how the nature is.
أن المرأة هي التي تخدم الزوج.
Because the woman is the one that serves the house.
ولا مانع أحيانا أن يخدم الرجل المرأة.
And there is no problem in the fact that the husband also serves the house.
وقلت أحيانا.
And he, this is sometimes.
لأنه في غالب الأحيان المرأة هي التي تخدم الزوج.
Because most of the time it is the fact that the woman serves the house.
ولكن لو قام الرجل بعض الأحيان بخدمة زوجته بأمر ما فإن هذا لا بأس.
And if the husband was to carry out the responsibilities in the house sometimes, then that there would be no problem in that.
أيضا من حقوق الزوج على زوجته.
And also from these responsibilities.
الطاعة.
That the woman is obedient.
في المعروف.
In that which is good and righteous.
لأنه ولي.
Because he is her guardian.
والله قومه عليها.
And Allah عز وجل has made him a responsible person over her.
فتطيعه بالمعروف.
So she should obey him in that which is good and righteous.
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إذا صلت المرأة خمسها.
If a woman was to pray her five prayers.
وصامت شهرها.
And she fasts the month of Ramadan.
الذي هو رمضان. وحفظت فرجها من الزنا.
And she protects her private parts.
وأطاعت زوجها.
And she is obedient to her husband.
قيل لها أدخل الجنة من أي أبواب الجنة شئتي.
And it would be said to her on the day of judgment, you enter into paradise from any of these doors.
فهذا حق الزوج على زوجته.
And this is the right of the husband. This is the right of the husband that the wife should give.
من حقوق الزوج.
And also from the rights of the husband.
ألا تصوم نفلا أو قضاء إلا بإذنه.
Is the fact that the woman does not fast voluntary fasts.
لأن المرأة ينبغي أن تكون جاهزة لزوجها في كل يوم.
Because a woman should be ready in case a man requires to relieve himself of his desire.
متأهبة له.
And she should prepare herself.
باللباس والزينة.
With that which is of beauty and of goodness within her clothing and otherwise.
فإذا أرادت الصوم.
And if she was to request, if she wanted to fast, that which is a voluntary fast.
إما أن تستأذنه.
Either she should request of his permission.
فيأذن لها.
And then he gives her permission.
أو أنها تنتهز فرصة سفره وغيابه.
Or she takes advantage of the fact that when he goes on travels or he's absent, the fact that she fasts then.
أيضا من حقوق الزوج على حفظ مال الزوج.
The fact that she protects the wealth of the husband.
سواء من المال المنقود.
Whether it be the wealth of paper.
أو من متاع البيت.
Or it be the things inside the house.
فلا تضيع شيئا من المال ولا من أثاث البيت إلا بإذنه.
So she should not waste anything or use anything without his permission.
أيضا من حقوق الزوج على زوجته.
Also from those rights.
ألا يدخل بيته رجل غريب إلا بإذنه.
That a man that which is not known should not enter into the house of the husband.
أيضا من حقوق الزوجة على الزوج الزوج على الزوجة.
Also from those rights.
أن تشكر نعمته.
Also that she should show appreciation and gratitude for what the husband does for the house.
فهو يتعب من أجلها.
For the husband tires himself for the house and her.
ينفق عليها.
For the husband spends on the woman.
ربما يشتري لها بعض الأثاث أو الملابس أو ما شابه ذلك.
And he may buy and do all these things, that which is the responsibility of the husband.
تشكره على ذلك.
Then she should show gratitude.
ولا تكفره.
And rather she should not be unthankful.
وتنكر فضله.
And she rejects that which he does for
فإن
him.
هذا من سوء الخلق بين الزوجة وزوجها.
For this is considered to be immoral.
أما بالنسبة لحقوق الزوجة على الرجل.
As for the rights of the wife over the husband.
فأعظم ذلك مهرها.
Is the first right of the husband is the fact that he gives the woman dowry.
لا يجوز منعها من مهرها.
It's not permissible for the husband to take away from the money of the wife.
فهذا حق لها.
Because this is the right of the wife.
أيضا.
Within that,
إمساكها بالمعروف أو تسريحها بإحسان.
If there be an occasion, if there be a situation between them, then he keeps her in goodness or he lets her go without harming her.
لا يجوز إمساك الزوجة بقصد الإضرار بها.
He should not keep the woman beside her within the house if he's not happy.
أو الإضرار بأهلها.
Or causing her harm or her family harm.
فإن هذا من المحرم شرعا.
Because this is not permitted in Islam that one does this.
فالله تعالى قال فإمساكم بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان.
As Allah عز وجل says, either you keep her in goodness or you let her go without harm.
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استوصوا بالنساء خيرا.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that to think good of your woman.
فإنهن عوان بين أيديكم أي أسيرات.
Do good with them for they are under your responsibility.
فينبغي له أن يمسكها بمعروف أو يردها إلى أهلها بإحسان.
Either he keeps her with goodness or he returns her back to her family.
ووصية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالوصاية بالنساء لأنهن فعلا غريبات أسيرات عند الزوج.
From the advice and from the will of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the fact that the husbands treat their woman well.
أنت رجل.
You're a man.
تتقبل أن تعيش في أي بلاد.
And you may accept to stay in any country you want.
بإمكانك أن تعيش بمفردك.
You may stay on your own without any person with you.
تصارع الحياة.
And you may live the life just like that.
وهي تأخذها من بيت أهلها.
But rather you take this woman from her house.
كما قال الله عز وجل أو من ينشأ في الحلية وهو في الخصام غير مبين أي أن المرأة بالعادة تكون مدللة ضعيفة كثيرة ربما تستحي من الكلام فأنت أخذتها من بيتها من بيت أهلها في دولة أخرى وتنفرد بها في دولة أخرى لا أب ينصرها لا أخ قريب منها ليس لها أحد إلا أنت والله عز وجل قبل ذلك فهل يجوز لك أن تظلمها؟ هل يجوز لك أن تسومها سوء العذاب؟ هل يجوز لك أن تهينها وهي ترى بأنه لا ناصر لها بعد الله إلا أنت؟ فلا يجوز الإنسان أن يظلم الزوجة التي ولاه الله تعالى عليها نعم.
And as it is mentioned in the Quran, the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made the woman fragile, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has made them delicate, and hence when she leaves her house, then it is upon the person the fact that he treats her well, and if she, for that reason she leaves her house, she leaves everything for the sake of the husband, and if the husband was to take her away to her house or move away to another country. Then it is upon him the fact that he treats her with generosity and be fragile with her and be generous towards her.
أيضا من حق الزوجة على زوجها النفقة والكسوة.
Also, the right of the husband towards the wife is the fact that he spends on the wife.
بحسب قدرته.
Whatever he is capable to do.
لا بحسب ما يلبس النساء.
Not what the fashion of today may be.
فعلى وسعه وعلى اقتاره ينفق عليها.
Whatever he has and whatever he is able to do and whatever he is able to spend, he should do so upon his wife.
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
في حجة الوداع في خطبته المشهورة.
In his last sermon of the sermon of Hajj.
ولهن عليكم رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف.
And it is upon you the fact that you give them of that which is food and provisions and clothing from that which is decent and good.
أيضا من حقوق الزوجة على زوجها.
And also from this right.
أمرها بالمعروف.
للزوجة.
أمرها نعم حق الزوجة أن يأمرها بالمعروف.
The fact that that she carries out that which is good and obedient.
وينهاها عن المنكر.
And he prevents her from that which is wrong and disobedience.
ويأمرها بالصلاة.
And he commands her to be to establish her prayers.
والله تعالى يقول وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها.
Allah عز وجل commands this in the Quran, and he says and command your family to establish the prayer.
ويدلهم على كل خير.
And he directs them to that which is righteous and that which is good.
ويحذرهم من كل شر.
And he prevents them and protects them from everything that which is evil.
فإنه إذا قصر في ذلك فإنه يكون غاش.
For if he was to not carry out these responsibilities, that which is entrusted to him, then he would consider to be a person that cheats.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
ما من عبد يسترعيه الله على رعية.
There is not a man except that he has a responsibility over him.
ثم يموت ويوم يموت وهو غاش لرعيته إلا حرم الله عليه الجنة.
And every person is responsible, and if a man is not to carry out his responsibility or cheats within inside his responsibility, there is nothing except the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept him to go to Jannah.
فهذه هي الحقوق وغيرها كثير.
And these are some of the rights, and there are much more to be mentioned.
ومن الحقوق التي ينبغي أن ننبه عليها في آخر هذه المحاضرة.
And from some of the other rights that we wish to mention near the end of this muhadara, this lecture.
الحقوق العرفية. تقدم معنا الحقوق الشرعية. الآن الحقوق العرفية التي اعتاد عليها الناس.
Okay, we mentioned the rights of the rights of each other, that which is related with inside the religious, context, but rather there are some rights that are to be fulfilled within the cultural and community sense.
التي تسمى بالعادات والتقاليد.
And which we call them to be the cultural aspect of the community.
فإذا كانت العادات والتقاليد ليست حراما.
If there are certain aspects of action. With inside the culture that which are don't go against the Sharia of Allah, meaning the law of Allah,
أو لا ظلم فيها,
or there is no oppression within that culture.
فإن المرأة ينبغي أن تلتزم بها مع زوجها.
And then it is upon her the fact that she abides by that culture and takes by that culture.
ولا تخالف في ذلك.
And she should not reject it.
مثلا,
for example,
حمل الطفل.
حمل الطفل. إيه نعم. To carry a baby.
يكون مثلا من عادة هذه القبيلة وهذا البلد أن لا يحمل الرجل الطفل وإنما تحمله المرأة.
For example, it may be the culture of the country, the fact that the man does not carry the baby, rather it's the woman that carries the baby, for example.
فلا بأس.
And then there's no problem in that.
أن تحمل هي الطفل وهو لا يحمله.
For example, she carries the baby and he doesn't.
مع أنه يجوز.
There's no problem in that.
ما أن يحمل الرجل طفله.
The fact that the husband does not carry the baby, if it's the culture.
لكن هناك بعض الجهات وبعض القبائل.
But there are other cultures and other tribes.
يرون بأن هذا لا يصلح.
They may see the fact that the carrying of the child within the woman's hand is not something that the woman should do.
فإن المرأة ينبغي أن تتأدب مع زوجها في ذلك.
So it may be the fact that the husband should be carrying it, and within that the woman should accept that if it be the culture.
المشي أمامه.
To walk in front of each other, for example.
من الأدب أن تمشي بجواره.
From good morals is the fact that she walks with him.
أو تتأخر عنه قليلا احتراما له.
Or it be the fact that she walks slightly behind him in respect of him.
فهذه عادة.
This is a culture.
لا دليل شرعي فيها.
There is no evidence for it.
ولكن التزام بالعادات الطيبة لا بأس به.
But if there is good culture, there is good habits, and there is no problem within that.
وما شابه ذلك من عاداتكم أنتم في بلدانكم وقبائلكم وأعرافكم.
Whatever culture, whatever habits you may have within these countries, just goes along the same line and along the same basis.
أسأل الله عز وجل أن يؤلف بين قلوبنا.
And ask Allah عز وجل to create harmony within our hearts for one another.
وأصلح لنا أزواجنا وذرياتنا.
And we ask Allah عز وجل to rectify our lives with our wives and our families.
هذه الحقوق مذكورة في كتب أهل العلم.
And this is mentioned in the books of the people of knowledge.
وقد ذكرت جملة منها في كتاب لي مطبوع هنا عندكم.
And this has been mentioned in one of the books that has been published in English, which is available here.
عنوانه 20 نصيحة لأختي قبل زواجها.
20 advices for the sister before marriage.
لعلكم تراجعونه إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله you may find that book and revise it.
هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وإن كان هناك من أسئلة.
إن شاء الله if there be any questions, إن شاء الله they may be proposed.
نعم.
Any questions from the sisters upstairs? Once again, I would like to apologize for any inconvenience towards the sisters. I do know that there is a confusion between going downstairs or upstairs, but we apologize for that. If there be any questions from the woman, then inshallah, please have them written down and sent down. status يسأل السائل أن قلت منه أربع قلنا يزوج يتزوج المرأة أو يزوج المرأة لأربع
نعم
لمالها نصبها وما معنى النصب
النسب يعني أن تكون من عائلة عريقة
so the brother asked the question the four things that a person marries the woman for it be wealth or it be the status or it be the religion or beauty what does it mean by status
فالرجل يرغب ان يتزوج امراه من عائله عريقه
for example the husband may want to marry a woman that's of a woman that's related to a high status of a family like for example kings
لا حرج
there is no problem in that
ولكن لو تزوج من عائله اخرى لا باس بذلك
even if he was to marry somebody from a different family there's no problem within that
فكلهم أبناء آدم.
For all of them are the children of Adam.
وآدم من تراب.
And Adam is from the earth.
نعم.
أزيد علي شوي. أزيد علي. اسمع. أزيد شوي.
زيد أنت. زيد.
Also within that status, within our culture, it may be the fact that the person is a doctor, or the person is an engineer, or anything like that, and you say, oh, he's, I want to get married of a certain status, like that. He's a doctor or anything like that. That. That's also considered status. If there's any questions from the woman, inshallah, let us know. Go on.
أخذ بيدها. لا يخالف الشريعة هي زوجته نعم لا بأس هي زوجته إذا كانت زوجته أخذ بيدها لا بأس لكن لو كان من شأن القبيلة أنها تنكر ذلك فلا بأس يعني لا تحرجه وتقول لا امسك بيدي طيب قبيلتي ورجالنا يرون بأن أي نعم عند لكن لو فرضا في باكستان لو رأى الرجل يكرهون ذلك يكرهونه لا بأس عندهم ها يكرهونه ولا يكرهونه حتى عندنا كذلك الكبار ويرون بأن هذا سخف في العقل ونقص في العقل فيكرهونه حتى عندنا كذلك لا يحبونه لكن الحقيقة أنه لا بأس به لكن لا تحرجه المرأة لا تحرجه أمام الرجال فتجبر منه مثلا تقول له أمام الرجال أسقني أسقني هو لا بأس أن يسقيها لكن لماذا تأمريني أمام الرجال أن أسقيك تحرجيني أمام الرجال فلا ينبغي أي
ما هي الأعمار المناسبة؟
نجيب الأول.
هنا بعض الناس يؤخرون الزواج لسبب ما عندهم العمل أو لسبب تكميل الدراسة. يعني لا يزوجون إلا
بعد الثلاثين. ماذا بقي من عمر المرأة بعد الثلاثين؟ وماذا بقي من عمر الشاب بعد الثلاثين؟
One of the questions that the Sheikh Idris had mentioned is within the culture here is to hold the hands of the woman and to walk within the streets or town or whatever it be. And this is a culture. Would that be okay to do, even although it's considered to be abnormal or considered to be unknown in the likes of the Eastern world and so forth? But would this be fine as Muslims? And the Sheikh said this, that's fine. If the culture is like that, that the husband and the wife walk with their holding their hands, then there is no problem in that and there is no haraj within that. It's not going against the tradition of Islam or its evidence. The second question proposed is the fact that there are some people who reject marriage and don't get married due to the fact that, you know, they've got certain degrees that they need to finish, or they need to get a house, or they need to get, you know, this or that, and so they end up being at the age of 30 or 40. Well, is this permissible?
مسألة أخرى سن الزواج، أنا تكلمت عن سن الزواج أنه ينبغي المبادرة للبنت وللرجل بالزواج لا يتأخرون.
We mentioned the fact that in the beginning stage, the fact that one should hurry in getting married and he should not delay in getting married.
يجوز أن تتزوج قبل سن السابع عشر والثامن عشر، يجوز ذلك.
It's also permissible to be in partnership and to marry before the age of 17, 16, for as long as they've reached that age of puberty.
ولعل أنسب
and maybe
أعمار الزواج للرجل والمرأة ما بين السابع عشر إلى الثلاثين، لا تتأخر.
And that may be appropriate, but rather one should not delay his marriage between 17 and 30. He should get married within that time, and after 30 he should not delay it.
لأن هذه فترة شرخ الشباب وقوة الشباب.
Because this is a time where the person is at the peak of his desire.
ولأن تأخرهم ربما يعيقهم في تربية الأبناء فيكبرون عن تربيتهم.
So again, if he gets older than that stage, then if he was to have children, it would become difficult for him to, let's say, to give them a good upbringing or to look after them well.
وإن بكر الرجل بالزواج.
And if a person was to get married early.
ما يبلغ سنه الأربعين أو الخمسة والثلاثين إلا وابنه ما شاء الله شاب رجل.
And he would not, if he was to get married early, and if he reaches the age of 40, for example, his kids would be at a decent age of, and he would be able to interact with them and deal with them with ease.
لا شك أن الذي يطرق الأبواب هو الرجل.
There is no doubt the fact that the one who knocks the door is a man.
ومساحة الزواج أمامه مفتوحة.
And the option of marriage is quite wide.
والمرأة لا تستطيع.
And a woman may not be able to do that.
أن تبحثي عن الزوج.
That she looks out and she looks for a husband.
فما المطلوب منها؟
So what's the purpose?
المطلوب منها أولا الدعاء.
The first thing a person should do is make دعاء.
فالزوج رزق.
Know the fact that this is a type of wealth and provision that which is from Allah عز وجل to choose one spouse.
يسوقه الله عز وجل.
And it is Allah عز وجل that directs this.
فتكثر من الدعاء ربي هب لي زوجا.
Then you should make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah grant me a righteous woman or a husband.
أو ربي ارزقني زوجا صالحا.
Or Allah Azza wa Jalla grant me a righteous woman.
واسترني.
And protect me and cover me.
فهو رزق الله، رزق من الله.
For this is the provisions that is given to us by Allah.
متى سيأتي لا ندري.
And whenever it comes, it shall come by Allah's will.
ولا تستعجل.
And do not be hesitant.
فربما ربي أخر هذا الزوج في صالحها.
And there may be possibilities the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has delayed this matter for a reason and a wisdom that you don't know.
فكم من فتاة وفتاة.
And there are many from the young woman and men.
في سن واحد.
That they are within the same age.
هذه تزوجت.
This may marry, meaning this woman may marry.
وهذه لم تتزوج.
And this woman, the other woman, does not marry.
وبعد عشر سنوات.
And after 10 years.
هذه عاشت عشر سنوات في عذاب مع زوجها.
And this may have, the woman that got married for 10 years ago may have lived in a life that was of difficulty and calamity with the husband.
ومشاكل.
And she had a lot of problems.
وهذه تأخر زواجها فزوجها الله بزوج صالح تقي نقي.
And the second one got married after 10 years but got married to someone that she enjoyed her life with and had no difficulty and no problems.
فأيهما أحسن حالا.
Which one is better?
لا شك أن التي وهبها الله هذا الزوج الصالح ربما ربي رحمها وأخر عنها الزوج حتى يأتيها الزوج الصالح.
And there's no doubt the fact that the second one for Allah Azza wa Jal delayed her time and granted her that mercy with giving her a good husband.
فليست القضية قضية أن يأتي زوج مبكرا.
So it's not the issue the fact that the person gets married straight away and get married now.
الأمر الأهم أن يأتيك الزوج الكفؤ.
What's important is the fact that you find a husband that which is decent.
وإذا كانت المرأة صادقة في دعائها لله عز وجل فالله حكيم إن شاء عجل الزوج وإن شاء أخره فتسلم أمرها لله عز وجل.
And if it's a woman that is righteous and she is obedient to Allah عز وجل, and if Allah عز وجل would delay this matter for her, then she would be content with that which is Allah عز وجل has decreed for her.
أيضا من تأخر زواجها,
also a person who delays his marriage,
لا تمنع نفسها من حضور مجالس النساء.
Then she should not prevent herself from the gatherings of the woman.
لأن هناك من النساء,
because there are some people from the woman,
من ربما تعتزل في بيتها,
that she becomes alone and a loner within her house,
ولا تظهر للنساء,
and then she doesn't approach the woman due to her not being married.
وتقول ما أتاني زوج,
and she may turn around and say, I have not found a husband, not been married.
كيف يأتيك زوج ولا أحد يعرفك؟
How would somebody marry you if nobody knows you?
تحضر المرأة مع النساء.
So the woman should enjoy and join in with the gatherings of the woman.
وتلبس اللباس الجميل.
And she should dress smartly and beautify herself.
وتضع ما يضعه النساء مما أحل الله عز وجل.
And then she puts on that which is permissible for her.
حتى يعرف النساء بأن فلانة جميلة.
And so that the people know the fact that this is a beautiful woman.
وأنها نصيب للزواج.
And then she is, you know, good in the sense that she could possibly get married.
فإن هذا مما أحل الله.
And this is something that's permissible.
وكذلك للزوجة,
للمرأة, also for the woman,
أن تخبر صديقاتها.
And she should tell her friends if she's looking for somebody to get married to.
بأنني مستعدة للزواج إذا جاء رجل صالح.
I am ready to get married if there is a man who is righteous.
وكل واحدة منها تخبر أخاها أو تخبر ابنها أو ما شابه ذلك.
And just like that, others may join in this quest of searching a husband for the woman.
ولا حرج على الأب أن يطلب زوجا لزوجته لابنته.
And there is no problem in the fact that the wife's father requests a hand of a man, and there is no issue in that.
بالتصريح أو بالتلميح.
He may do it openly or may do it quietly.
يعني إذا رأى شاب صالح.
For example, if he was to see a man or a young man who is righteous.
مثل صهيب. يقول له أنت ما شاء الله تعال وزوجك.
Okay.
لا بأس.
Okay. For example, a young man like Amir, you know, if somebody was to see someone like that.
أو يقول له بالتلميح لا يصرح.
Or for example, he may not say it openly.
يعني يقول ما شاء الله أنت رجل صالح و يرغب فيك النساء و يعني ما أين فلانة فيعرض بفلانة يعني كأن عندي بنت اسمها فلانة حتى تقدم لها وما شابه ذلك.
He may say something like, okay, ما شاء الله, I'm happy to see you. It's good to see you. And so propose good words to him that indicate the fact that he is interested in him, this righteous person, getting married to his daughter.
فلا بأس للأب أن يبحث عن زوجة لابنته كما حصل في قصة عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. فعمر بن الخطاب عرض حفصة على عثمان. وعثمان لم يقبلها. ثم عرضها على أبي بكر فأبو بكر لم يقبلها. ثم عرضها على النبي عليه السلام فقبلها النبي عليه السلام. فأخبروه أبو عثمان وأبو بكر, أخبروه قالوا نحن كنا لا نقص في حفصة ولكن سمعنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر عن جمالها فخشينا أن نسبق النبي عليه السلام إليها. نعم.
And just like that, it's permissible for the father to propose indirectly, as it was done and it's permissible for them to also reject and not to accept, just as it was done in the hadith that's mentioned that the daughter of Umar radiallahu anhu, that he himself proposed. So the fact that the shahid or the purpose of the hadith was that the father can and propose and you know put the question forward to the other person. But Umar radiallahu anhu, he proposed to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he rejected the daughter of Umar radiallahu anhu, and then he also proposed to Uthman radiallahu anhu, and then he rejected, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted her hand and got married to her.
Nah. اقرأ السؤال الأخوات حتى نمشي. في السؤال الأول تسأل تقول هل يجوز للزوج أن يجبر المرأة على حب أحد من أهله قسرا أو لا؟ ترجم؟ هل يجوز للرجل يجبره يقول ينبغي أن تحبيه؟ لا الحب لا يجب.
Is it permissible for a man to force another woman to love and to respect certain people of his household? For example, we live in one household and to force her to like a certain person in the house.
الحب لا يجبر عليه.
A love cannot be forced.
لكن الاحترام يجبر عليه.
But to respect one another is something that can be imposed.
لا يشترط أن تحب الزوجة أهل زوجها.
It's not a condition. The fact that the woman has to love and respect and do everything for the other people.
لكن يجب أن تحترمهم.
But it's a must. The fact that she shows moral and character and good respect towards them.
أما الحب الذي في قلبها هي باختيارها بشأنها.
As for the love inside the heart, this is something that you cannot do and cannot force.
تحب أو لا تحب.
She loves, she may love, she may not love.
المهم,
what's important,
أن تحترمهم,
that you respect one another.
تخدمهم من أجل زوجها,
that you serve them for the reason of their the husband.
إذا جاءوا ضيوفا,
if they come as guests,
تخدمهم,
then they serve them.
لا تقول أنا لا أحبهم.
You don't say that I don't love them or I don't like them.
لا يشترط أن تحبينهم.
It's not conditioned the fact that you love those people.
ولكن تحترميهم.
But what's important is that you respect them if they come to you.
فليس كل من نحب فليس كل من نحترم نحبه فقد نحترم من غير مسلم.
So it's not necessary the fact that there are some people that you respect, but it's not necessary the fact that you love them.
ونحن لا نحبه.
And we may not love them.
فإذا أنت تحترم كل شخص يتعامل معك ينبغي أن تبادله بالاحترام.
So everyone that respects you is also a must the fact that you return the respect.
فلا يجوز للرجل أن يقول للمرأة يجب أن تحبي إخواني. ولكن له أن يقول يجب أن تحترمي إخواني.
So the husband should not oblige the woman and say to her the fact that she should love the members of the family. Rather, he should oblige her to respect one another.
نعم.
What? إذا كان المرأة مريضة. فهي تبتعد عن الزوجة بهذا السبب لمرضها وشيء.
إذا كان المرأة مريضة لتبتعد عن الزوج يعني في الفراش ولا في البيت. أي نعم إذا كانت مريضة تبين له بأنها مريضة ويعذرها ولا بأس عليها. لا بأس عليها.
The question was if a woman is ill and she refuses her husband on the bed. Then is this permissible? And the sheikh said that there is no problem in that. That she should explain to the husband that she is not well and so forth, and the husband should take that and should not force it.
Allah Taala أعطانا قاعدة.
Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us a principle.
قال ولهن.
And upon them, the woman.
مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف.
It's upon them that which is of good and that which is decent.
فالإنسان ينبغي أن يتعامل مع زوجته بهذه القاعدة.
So a person should always treat his wife within this principle.
كما يجب هي أن تعذرك وأنت مريض.
Just as she would excuse you due to your illness.
فيجب أن تعذرها وهي مريضة.
Also you should excuse her if she is sick or not well.
هذا معنى ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف.
This is what it means when we say that one respects one another.
وكما تحب أن تكون هي جميلة أمامك.
And just as you want her to be beautiful in front of you.
كذلك.
It's also.
هي تحب أن تكون جميلا أمامها.
She also would love to see the fact that the husband is beautifies himself or.
يعني يأتي الزوج غير نظيف.
For example, the husband comes and he's unclean.
ويقول لها كوني نظيفة.
And he says to her, the wife, that you be clean.
وأنت كذلك كن نظيفا.
Then you should also stay clean.
فلهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف.
And this is how the ayah is explained.
يأتي الزوج والمرأة مثلا يريد منها الاحترام.
For example, the husband comes and he says, "I want the wife to respect me."
تقول نعم سأحترمك.
Okay, he says, "Okay, that's fine. I'll respect you."
وأنت كذلك.
But you have to do the same.
احترمني.
That you respect me.
فالله تعالى يقول ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف.
And upon them is that which you want for yourself.
نعم. السؤال الذي بعده.
Okay. ما 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 نصيحتكم لمرأة الذي جاءه رجل وقدم للزوج للزواج ولكن رفضها؟
من رفضها؟ أبوها؟
لا لا هو هي بنفسها رفضها.
لا لا
الرجل
إذا رفضت لسبب شرعي لا بأس.
If the woman rejects, this is a woman who basically rejects a husband, or sorry, rejects a man due to whatever the reason. But the sheikh says if it's is due to a religious reason, then there is no problem.
إذا كان الرجل الذي تقدم لا يستحق أن يزوج كأن يكون مثلا معروف بالغلظة والشدة أو معروف بالبخل أو ما شابه ذلك وقالت لا أريده لا بأس أن تمتنع.
For example, the woman was to reject on the basis of the fact that he is harsh or he is immoral or he, you know, is indecent in and does not spend or whatever it be that he's miserly, and due to those reasons, then there's no problem in her rejection.
لكن ينبغي للمرأة ألا تبالغ في شروط الزوج.
But this, what's important is the fact that the woman does not exaggerate when it comes to the rights and choosing. And denying.
فبعض البنات تضع في ذهنها أحلام طويلة وعريضة وكبيرة.
There are some women that place in their minds dreams that are huge and magnitude with which have no reality and cannot be implemented.
وترسم أوصافا لزوجها المستقبل أوصافا يكاد ألا توجد إلا في الجنة.
And she has this image of a husband that you may not find except in Jannah.
أريده طويلاً.
I need him to be tall.
وسيماً.
Need him to be handsome.
غنياً.
I need him to be
رومانسياً.
Rich. Need him to be romantic.
إلى متى؟
To what extent?
قد يوجد أو قد لا يوجد.
You may find or you may not find.
وقد يأتيك من هذه صفاته ولكن قلبه أسود.
He may come to you with all of these attributes, but his heart might be black or dark.
فيه الكذب.
And you might find lying as an attribute of him.
وفيه الغش.
And he might cheat.
وفيه الدناءة.
And he might be low.
فلا تعتبر المرأة بالشكليات فقط.
So you don't just look at the person and whatever you dream of.
وإنما تسدد وتقارب.
In rather you should try to come as close as you can.
نعم. بقي شيء؟ هذه كذا شيء ورقة ثانية.
إذا كان زوج وزوجة هذه علاقة يكون مستمرة في الآخرة.
نعم.
For example, the husband and the wife, does this relation stay together in the hereafter also?
نعم الزوج مع الزوجة بإذن الله عز وجل هما أزواج في الدنيا وفي الآخرة.
This is correct. The fact that if there are husband and wife in this world, then they will be in the hereafter also.
وإذا سبق الزوج ألحق الله به أهله.
And إذا سبق
الزوج يلحق الله به زوجته.
So if the husband dies, then she is to the husband that she marries afterwards.
وكذلك إذا سبقت الزوجة يلحق الله بها زوجها.
الكلام.
نعم. ولو أن الزوجة توفي والمرأة تزوجت بعده.
For example, if a woman and her husband was to pass away.
فالمرأة تزوج من تشتهي وتختار في الجنة.
So a woman may marry and choose. Whoever she wants in Jannah.
وليس في الجنة خاسر.
And there is no one that loses in Jannah.
سواء تزوجته عادت إليه أو لم تعد إليه.
Whether
نعم سواء لقي زوجتها الأولى أو لم يلقاها.
Whether she finds her husband the first one in this world or she doesn't find him.
ففي الجنة ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر ما نحن الله وإياكم الجنة.
For in paradise there's that which no eyes have ever seen, no ears that have ever heard, and there's nothing that which the heart cannot imagine. So all of these things are within Jannah. Does parents, children, brothers, sisters?
No.
Again, نفس العلاقة الله.
أي هو إذا كان الرجل الأصل المرأة يجوز للمرأة أن تعمل ولو كانت متزوجة.
It's permissible for a woman to work even if she is married.
ولكن لا ينبغي أن يكون هذا العمل يعطل الحياة الزوجية.
But this work should not be as such the fact that it disrupts or disturbs the family home.
وإنما تبحث عن عمل لا يقصر بها عن حق الزوج.
Rather, she should look for a job in which there is no interference over the rights of the husband.
وتربية الأولاد.
And looking after and the nourishing of the children.
وهذا يكون بالتراضي بين الزوج والزوجة.
And this should happen or this should occur through the, let's say, mutual agreement.
فإذا اتفق.
And if he agrees.
فالأمر لهما.
And then the action is for them both.
وإذا اختلف في الوظيفة.
And if they were to differ over what she does as work.
فالأمر للزوج.
And then the action or the, let's say, decision should lie with the husband.
لأن الحق حقه.
And the right is of the husband.
وحق بيته.
The right of the house.
وحق أولاده.
And also the children.
تتركهم لمن؟
You leave them for who?
وفي هذا الكتاب 20 نصيحة وصايا مهمة للزوجات.
And within this book you will find these advices to be carried out.
نعم بقي شيء ولا؟ أسأل الله عز وجل لي ولكم التوفيق والسداد. نعم سلم. يريد أن يتزوج الشيخ؟ نبحث له الآن.
يقول بالنسبة السيدة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نكحها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عمرها 6 سنوات أو 7 سنوات.
أي.
وعلى هذا النكاح يغضون المنكرين الحديث الاعتراض الكثيرة.
أي. أي معروفة مسألة بارك الله فيكم، وإن كانت يعني بثها في مثل هذا المواطن فيه نوع من الحساسية، لكن هذا دين الله، قبله من قبله ورفضه من رفضه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عقد على عائشة وعمرها 6 سنوات وبنى بها، أي دخل بها وعمرها 9 سنوات. وعائشة رضي الله عنها لما توفي النبي عليه السلام وعمرها 18 كانت فقيهة طبيبة محدثة مفسرة نسابة. أأتني الآن ببنت عمرها 18 تحمل هذه الصفات؟ النساء الأوائل كانت وعمرها 9 سنوات تقود بيتا وتربي أسرة ولها عقل ناضج ولها دين راسخ، والزمان يختلف من زمان إلى آخر، هي لا تجبر، وللبيئة وللبنية كذلك حق من حيث بنية البنت في جسمها وهزالتها وعقلها، فلا لها حق أيضا حتى وإن كان عمرها 9 سنوات، لكن إذا كانت ضعيفة هزيلة عقلها سخيف لا تزوج، وإنما لابد أن تكبر في السن. ولكن لو كانت ناضجة متكاملة في هذا السن فلا بأس أن تزوج، هذا دين الله، رضيه من رضيها وأعرض عنه من أعرض عنه. جزاكم الله خير. بسم الله. بسم الله. الله يثيبكم. هذا خذ النسخة دي لكم.